Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look, the Chicago way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
As Labor Day marks the end of summer and children complain and whine and have to go to back to school, maybe with masks on in Illinois, depending on how they do things, Jeff Carlin has a public service announcement. Jeff?
My fellow Americans, I think we need to put down the politics. This needs to be a Labor Day weekend where we embrace our families. We crack a cold one of our choice. We fire up the grill with our chosen meat or meat substitutes. And we take in what it is to be an American, the freedoms we do have, and put politics aside. And, you know, maybe.
And hope if you're in Chicago or driving to grandma's house on the expressway that you hope you don't get killed. Because that's part of the Labor Day.
Like, unfortunately, yes. I hate to laugh, but yes, John, you're right. That is true. Depending on where you are.
I want to go to a Sox game. I don't want to get shot on the way home. You know, that kind of thing. I guess I don't care if I get shot on the way home from a fire game because they suck. At least that would put me out of my misery. But, you know.
Well, yeah, you could also be coming back from a Sox game they just lost. Or a Cubs game because they couldn't buy a win right now.
So let's get to the thing. Okay, Labor Day, you're totally wrong on a number of points, but I love you.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Betty loves you. And I
don't know how I'm wrong on those. So please,
here's how you're wrong. Labor Day marks the beginning of the serious time of politics. Don't forget politics. It's now you got 2 months. Let's go. Let's get in the game. Stretch up a little. Warm up. Be like you're Rocky in the locker room and you've got your shoulders hunched and you're hitting, you know, your trainer's hands and you're punching and you're getting ready to step in against the champ.
There you go. Well, okay. That's Tuesday morning. Up until that moment, I still think you should embrace your family and enjoy life because as crazy as it may seem here at the moment, I think the country is, we're still quite a free nation, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the world. So let's embrace that.
Wait a second. How do you really think so? After when we saw President Joe Biden give his speech the other night, and I wondered, it was like Leni Riefenstahl and Hitler and Stalin together. All three of them, like in the back. I mean, the
Leni Riefenstahl, yeah.
Yeah, the red.
She made some good movies, I think, before, right?
No? The red wall? Come on. Yeah. Is that where you shoot the conservatives who support the Constitution? You shoot them there? What is that?
Yeah, I know. That is sound like tape if you wake up to, you know, because I didn't watch it, and it doesn't matter who's in the White House. I don't really care for a scripted, weirdly choreographed primetime event in the middle of like nothing. Like, it's not like there's like some impending storm or there was not 9/11 or, you know, some crazy event. And I get it. You can make the argument that surely they have, but the country's in a weird perilous state, which we can all see. And we've been talking about some state.
And the left will use, like, you know, they'll be exhorted and the right will be exhorted
Right.
And you know what? Most people just want to burn some meat and drink some beer. Okay.
I know exactly. Right. And that's what I mean, John. If you can look around the world, I think the fact that the majority of people in this country will probably get to have the time to do that this weekend.
Well, one thing you could do, I agree. So see how we all at the Chicago Way, Jeff Carlin and I, because this is the Chicago Way, and I think the 500th episode or something like
that. 351, I think.
My God. Yeah, my God. Dear God. And, you know, one thing about the Chicago Way and this time is, you know, and Labor Day is barbecue. And I guess, are we going to have a lot des? Because I love that, you know, with barbecued corn.
Right, oh, I do love good elotes.
Don't you?
Sure.
I like it on, I like elotes, guys, like, in, you know, like the little carts.
Right. And that's what the city needs more of. Talk about the Chicago Way, keeping the food cart down. Every other city in the country has a vibrant food cart industry. Anyway, I digress.
We're so corrupt. But what about elotes from, like, Authentico elotes from Mexico? Because right. I guess Lori doesn't like this 100 or what, 75?
Yeah, something between 75 and 90 or so.
Have been sent. Where do they come from?
Yes, undocumented immigrants, if we're going to use the term of the day, were bused to Chicago. I'm sure you've seen this.
After illegally crossing the border, mm-hmm. illegally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Breaking standing laws to come here, which, you know, I get it.
Just 70 of 3 million so far this year or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think Abbott said that they, of the numbers of people they've been able to, like, put through this system, which we'll get to in a second, it's like 300,000 of these specific, this group, because they're a very specific type of, quote-unquote, undocumented immigrant. But, yeah, I'm sure if you've seen this, and if you haven't seen this, then good for you. But avoiding the news, I guess. Right. But yeah, Governor Abbott sent, they arranged for this busload to come to Chicago. They've been doing it to D.C. and out west. And it's Lightfoot wasn't very happy. She made an address without the red, demonic, evil looking background, just a normal background. And this is kind of her response to Governor Abbott.
Governor Abbott's racist and xenophobic practices of expulsion have only amplified the challenges many of these migrants have experienced on their journey to find a safe place. The governor's actions are not just inhumane, they are unpatriotic. This cannot be who we are as Americans.
Yep, that was her take.
So is it unsafe that Abbott sent these poor immigrants to Chicago where they're unsafe?
Well, right, yeah, right.
I mean,
it's so I don't know, people read between the headlines or want to deep dive on it, but the program, the way that these, it wasn't like these people just came across the border and Governor Abbott said, well, welcome to the country, here's a bus, I'm sending you somewhere else, you're not my problem anymore. No, what happens is that these people have all applied for either sanctuary or some sort of legal reason to be here illegally. And in doing so, they get put in the system. And then there are these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that say, hey, we can help them. We can make sure we'll take care of them while they're waiting in this process. Don't worry about it. We raise money. This is what
it's voluntary, right? They're not thrown in prison.
Exactly.
And you know, so like, you know how you treat Republicans. Oh, it's not like that. You just throw them in prison. You give them a choice, right? You give them
a choice. And so that they are put on a bus at their choice and taken to a place where an NGO has already agreed to take them in and care for them. And help them. And maybe care for them is a little too broad. And so these aren't just people. They're just coming here. They're part of the process. This is part of the process. And it's a whole idea that Governor Abbott doesn't want NGOs and resources in his state going to this glut because this happens to be on the border. And he's saying, go to Chicago. We've organized it. You're going to Chicago.
What's wrong about what Abbott's doing, Lori? I mean, he's basically, Lori and all her friends in the Democratic Party are adamantly pro-sanctuary city.
Right.
What is sanctuary city? Sanctuary city means we'll defy the laws of the United States this free city of Chicago. We are sanctuary from the laws of the country.
Right. The federal laws, which is, again, you know, kind of one of the reasons why we had a civil war in the first time around. Uh-huh. And so that's the thing that crushes me is that, you know, she's saying this is racist. And I guarantee you that those people who are being bused as part of this program to internally, so deep away from the border, from a state like, you know, Texas, who probably isn't sympathetic at large on immigrants who are illegally crossing the border, or migrants, whatever you want to call them, just because of their proximity to it. I bet somebody in Chicago is a better chance of getting their case heard and wind up staying in this country some way than they do in Texas. Just on a hunch, just on the base of the politics of those places. So if we're looking at net gains, net losses, this is probably a benefit for them. This is probably going to help those people have their case heard because resources are going to go to help them. Now, I'm just making the case against what she's saying because her logic is flawed.
She's mad. She doesn't like it because Abbott points out the hypocrisy of the Democrats on the sanctuary issue.
Right, by saying exactly.
But there's another one. I give you Mayor Zorro. Remember Mayor Zorro?
Right.
The 9.5-fingered Mayor Zorro who fled the country to become the ambassador of Japan? Or ambassador to Japan. His name's Rahm Emanuel.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Well, he was pushing... before the Laquan McDonald thing blew up, he was pushing City of Chicago IDs for Latino people, basically for illegal immigrants from Mexico, over from the southern border.
So they could get government city services. It would make them part of the system. They'd be counted in the census.
And soon we'll have the voter ID and you'll get a job on the streets and sand truck and all that. Just right. Like the old days.
What a reclamation, eh?
Yeah. But here's the funny thing. Black Chicago did not like it. They didn't like the voter ID for Latinos. You know why? Because they're like, wait a minute. We're always getting the second piece. Right. We're always getting disrespected in our own town. And here we go again. Where now we get pushed to the back of the line again so that Rahm could curry favor with the Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when it stopped. The whole, you know, Rahm. Yeah, I did Rahm.
Which leads me to believe that, which I know we probably know, that Rahm knew that he was going to need to curry favor with African-Americans and black people in Chicago because the Laquan McDonald tape was sitting out there. Right. Which, again, he says he didn't, which I call BS on 100%.
You call BS on the fact that he didn't know what happened.
Yeah, he said I didn't see it until it was came out. Come on, Ron.
I did not see the audio. I didn't see the video.
Right. Jeez. Either A, which we go back to, which was either A, he's a terrible leader who doesn't know how to control his people or doesn't know what his people are doing, or B, he's a liar. So I'm going to go ahead.
C, his lie runs counter to the myth that he created about himself.
There you go. So,
which is the guy who's on top of everything,
right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Which goes against it, right? Exactly. So either way, it's BS. So, John, I don't know. It's like she's trying not to win, or is there some sort of like difficulty points in politics I don't know about? You know.
Well, you see, Ray Lopez getting a lot of ink from Fox News.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say,
a lot of love there,
right? It looks like Ray, though. I feel like you know, he's a listener of the podcast. So, hey,
yeah.
You know, Alderman, hey, Ray, we always enjoy talking to you. I feel like he was listening to our Rod Sawyer podcast about the city not having a charter and needing to really to have a foundation of organization.
Yeah.
And like the next day or day two after that, he comes out with his plan for, you know, Chicago needs a charter. We need a plan for power sharing. And we need to,
some of his announcements are suspiciously similar to those of Paul Vallis. You know,
well, yes.
I'm not saying anything because I like them both. And
this is
politics, this is boys. Politics. You gotta, you know,
exactly.
Kick each other's shins.
Right. Put your boots on and get to work. Right. Yeah, that's funny. And you know what? And another sign of that Lori Lightfoot is not good for Chicago is you have, I think we've now 10 council people who are deciding not to run. Yeah, I've decided that it's too strenuous. It's too, the vitriol is too hot, or the culture in council.
they see, they're pessimists, and they see, I think, that that the Democratic status quo will continue. And if it continues as they believe it will, there's no reason to be alderman, because you might as well just leave town as fast as you can. That's their view, I think.
Yeah.
I don't respect that view, but you know, I left. I'm not going to tell other people not to stay when your family's in danger, or your neighborhood, Lori's set back and your neighborhood got turned into a shooting gallery.
Right.
Like ours did, like when we on the Northwest side, you know, Albany Park. The boys live just in the 17th and 16th district, just on the edge of it. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell anybody not to do that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the party that they're affiliated with, I mean, which, again, party politics in Chicago is kind of either part of the party or not part of the party.
Or your enemy of the state.
Yeah, right. And so they've seen that this seismic shift while she's been at the helm for it into just chaos. I mean, every group who has some sort of grist against the city says, oh, that we've got to bow to them, or we've got to, you know, all these little factions of interest groups, and Lori can't keep enough of them straight and wants to appease all of them collectively, you know, and then nothing happens. Politics, the city shuts down. The city service, I mean, you see it. The city is just in chaos when it comes to running things day to day. It's just bad.
Well, everybody should know this about Jeff. I've known him for many years. Jeff is not, you wouldn't say he's really political about anything. I don't see, you know my politics. I'm conservative and I wear my politics on my sleeve and I, you know, live it. And I like this guy. I don't like this person based on the politics that I see. Jeff is not like that. Okay. Yeah. He's a gentleman. He doesn't think in those terms because, you know, he thought in other terms during his career here at WGN.
Right. I mean, my take on it has always been everyone's self-interested. Humans are self-interested, you know, and so, and you vote your interest. That's how the system should work. That's how the system would work the best if we just, but instead people get suckered into voting with their hearts, which often will go against their interests without them even knowing it a lot of the time. And then it becomes, you know, dysfunctional and chaotic, and it's kind of where we are. So,
you know, I just love that Temptations song. Is it Temptations? Ball of Confusion.
I'll have to Google the universe for that.
That's it. That's your way to get out of the podcast, the segment. Ball of Confusion. That's what the world needs today. Hey, hey. So, look, I'm sleeping 3 hours a day in that damn chair, 3 hours a day at most.
Yeah.
God, I'm so sick of this, Jeff. I feel like get a battle axe and just chop off my shoulder and slap iron with it too.
Right. Let's get some hot iron and call it a day.
All right. So enjoy your Labor Day weekend and the weekend, the days to come. And we'll be back again for another podcast at another time.
Yeah, strap in. We've got a bunch of good contenders lined up, and people as we turn hard towards the political season, it should be interesting. We've got a lot of people who are interested to talk to us, and we want to hear their ideas on all sides of the spectrum. So,
you know, I want to do Paul Vallis every day just because I want him to be. But, you know, I like Ray, you know, and I like Enza, his PR person.
Yeah.
I like Sawyer is cool. Right, yeah. Willie Wilson is good. Even Lori, you're invited. Just don't, you're invited. Please just don't call the Jacobin horde to, you know, take my head with a guillotine, okay? Because
your arm maybe, but not your head.
There was a time when we did get along, right? Yeah. Okay, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again next time on another edition of the Chicago Way Podcast. WGN Plus. That's what the world is today. Yeah.
Let me hear, let me hear, let me hear.
Say-